This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, it's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Christy Winter-Scott with us today. We are live at Capital One Arena ahead of the Mystics draft. All right, WNBA draft tonight. It might as well be the Mystics draft. They got three of the first six picks.
At this point, it's the Mystics draft.
Yeah, where all the good stuff is happening. At the top of the draft, that's where the Mystics own three of the top six. Yeah. Three, four, and six. We'll get back to that draft here in just a little bit. If you're like, I want that now, we talked about it for the first hour of the show. You can use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. This show is way better with Christy sound effects, by the way.
I just chime in.
You just want to do the show with us every day? We're here every five days a week.
It's fun for me.
You know, on segments where you're just like, yeah, this ain't basketball. This ain't my day. Just sound effects. That works.
I'm sure you got
football takes and stuff, too.
I mean, here and there. I mean, not as many.
You pay attention.
I do pay attention.
You're a fan. You got stuff.
I'm a fan,
You got stuff that you know.
Hoops is my jam, though.
Yeah. You're quite good at it. So the Western Conference playoffs in the NBA. In theory, on paper, Christy, historical precedent here, this should be the Oklahoma City Thunder Invitational.
Man.
Because I don't have the updated numbers, but I remember looking these up when the Warriors were going through like their dynasty. And to that point in NBA history, this is now 10 years ago. When did that happen? This is now like 10 years ago, right?
Okay.
I think there was nine teams, I want to say, that had a point differential for a season of double digits, right?
Yes.
So on average, they won games by more than 10 points, even if you factor in their losses. Like their point differential in the season, plus 10 or more.
Right.
And I think there was nine teams that had done that in the history of the league. Mm-hmm. Eight of them had won championships. The only one that didn't lost to another team because two teams did it in the same year. It was like a Lakers-Celtics thing in like 1960, whatever.
60s, wow. Okay.
The Oklahoma City Thunder this year are a 68-win team. That their point differential, they're plus 12.9 on the year.
That's crazy.
But I don't think that most people see it that way because they're young. They haven't made deep playoff runs, which is typically a prerequisite as well to being good. Now, those 2015 Warriors hadn't either. But you also have Luka and LeBron together in L.A.
You do.
And you have Jimmy, if they could get out of this vaunted play-in thing. You have Jimmy and Steph and Draymond in Golden State, and their winning percentage since Jimmy showed up has been very similar to what Oklahoma City's has been all year long. So as much as this by historical precedent, should be Oklahoma City's to lose by a lot. Mm-hmm. I actually feel like this is a wide-open Western Conference.
I agree with that. I mean, just speaking about the 2015 Warriors squad, everyone's talking about, okay, Clay and Steph, they're letting it go, Draymond doing what he does. But they were one of the best defensive teams.
Yes.
They were the best defensive team in the league, right, for those four rings that they earned and won.
Top five offense, top five defense. Imagine why they won.
Why? You know, but we don't talk about the defense enough, right? So you're looking at this OKC team. They're very young, but they get in a stance and they defend you, right? And you're talking about SGA. Okay, yes, he's the front runner for MVP, but he defends too, right?
He's not just a front runner.
One way, right?
He's not just a one way. Averages 32 a game.
How about that? But he also, and on the string defensively, is the team. And that's why they've been able to win 68 games. And yes, you have to be able to do both, obviously. But to be able to sustain both over the course of the season as effectively as they have, that for me pushes them away and pulls them away from the rest of the pack because of how well they've been able to defend people. So, I mean, for me, the Golden State series, I think that's going to be really intriguing to watch. I mean, they could have gotten out of that play-in situation had they won in overtime. But Draymond missed that shot in regulation, which
yikes,
was,
bro.
Oh, he just didn't square up. He just kind of drifted in there.
What do the kids call that? He smoked it, Anthony.
He smoked it. Yeah, he smoked that one. Smokey Robinson is what I call it. you know, I added
except
in.
For it's not smooth.
It's not smooth. But that was a rough way to end. But, you know, here they are presented with this challenge, and I think their winning attitude, although they're a little older, it didn't seem to bother Steph in Paris in the Olympics. I just think that they're going to come prepared. They're going to be hungry. No, they don't like the position that they're in the playoffs, but they're in the playoffs.
That so Houston won 52 games and is the 2 seed and is very, very good. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, if we make picks on this and Golden State, you know, wins, what is it, tomorrow night against Memphis and they're the 7 seed, I'm picking Golden State in that series. Now, they also, it is worth pointing out, in that game yesterday, Jimmy Butler took a massive knee to the thigh from Kawhi Leonard.
The left leg,
and we know how those things can be. I'm sure you've got Charlie Horse in your career, especially as a shot blocker. Getting up there, and you never got, oh, Christy, you are
got,
so lucky.
I got one Charlie Horse at my calf. But I never got hit in the
quad
in the
like
knee.
That?
No, oh, thank God.
Oh, that hurts. You got it happen too?
Yes.
Oh,
hurts.
See, I was finessed. So I ain't playing all that mud like y'all were down in the trenches. I was over here, like shooting and running.
Shooting and running, and then coming in afterwards and getting the rebound.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice work in the trenches. You forced a miss.
Oh,
that's mine now.
Box out, you guys. Excuse me, and then
yes.
I'm going to shoot it.
Yeah. that hurts.
That was me.
So bad. And
yeah,
those
never
things,
happened to me.
Those
yeah,
things stiffen up. Bad.
Yeah.
So, like, I was not surprised that he finished the game. I will not be surprised if Jimmy Butler misses tomorrow night. Now, he's also Jimmy Butler. He plays through everything.
Yeah,
so,
put some Robitussin on it and keep it pushing.
That is how Jimmy Butler operates. So, that's going to be interesting. But if they match up against Houston, that young Houston team, I am picking Golden State in that series.
Yeah, because of the experience?
I just think they know how. And also, like, if Golden State is together with Jimmy all year, they're not the 7 seed.
That's true, too.
They are playing at a very, very different
talk about
level.
It. That's true.
And I think the other thing, too, and this is where, like, if it ultimately is, say, Golden State versus OKC or L.A. versus OKC, Denver, Clippers, like, pick anybody versus OKC. Styles make fights in the playoffs for the NBA.
Yeah, they do.
It is purely a matchup game.
Always.
And
always.
I think Golden State is the team, like, I don't like the Lakers matchup against Golden State because I don't know who their perimeter defenders are.
That's been a conundrum.
They've got some guys that can do it okay. But, like, if you're Golden State and you got to deal with SGA, you can throw Draymond. You can throw Jimmy. You can throw Moses Moody.
Different
you have
looks.
different looks, different body types, different strengths, different everything. And you have the other two lurking around.
Yeah.
Like, Draymond is a team defender.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
And so that to me is the interesting thing is like, I think some of these matchups get real interesting really fast.
Yeah.
In these playoffs. I know you said you had the Minnesota LA series circled. Is that a matchup thing where you're kind of interested to see how that plays out too?
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, going back to what you're saying about Golden State and Draymond being the low man on pick and rolls and being there on the help side, you know, I think LA is going to have to probably incorporate some of that kind of defensive schemes.
Let LeBron roam a little bit.
Let him roam and let him be in the help, right? But I don't know how, you know, Minnesota is going to structure that so he's not the low man and he's not in the positions to help in that way. So that's the beauty of it is to watch all those things as the playoffs unfold. But I don't know. I think I'd like the LA Minnesota series because I want to see what Minnesota can do in the postseason without some key pieces that they had from last season.
Right.
I think I want to see what their postseason personality, if you will be, especially for Ant. I think that's going to be something that I'm going to be looking to see. Like, this is where you mature into your legacy, right? This is how you create your legacy is in the postseason. So yes, he's a young player and all that on the Olympic team and all that. But now this is the playoffs, and now you get to make a statement against one of the biggest names in the league, right, in the Lakers. So I'm not talking about LeBron. We know about him. But I'm talking about the team. Like, you can come through and beat the Lakers
right
in this series. I think that's going to speak to what Anthony is able to be able to do in this game. So Anthony Edwards has got to come through. And I think it's going to be a lot on his shoulders. But I'm also intrigued again to see what kind of tactical adjustments that are made, not just in game one, but as that series unfolds.
The screws just get tightened. The details have to be sharper in the playoffs. And that's why it tends to favor experience.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you look back at the Olympics. You know what also used to be great for this is All-Star Games.
Yeah.
Back when they try, like, back when even like 2015 level tries, nevertheless 2005 level tries, nevertheless 1995 level tries, right?
Yeah.
You could tell, like, guys turn it up,
fourth quarter,
the Carmellos, the LeBrons, like
Kobe,
those guys, the Kobe, like, it was different, and the young guys had to kind of earn that, And in the Olympics, you saw it, like, the three best players on the court were LeBron. Oh, actually. The three best players on the court were LeBron, Steph Curry, and somehow Victor Wembanyama. But outside of Wemby, was KD.
Yeah.
And, like, when those screws got tightened, and so when you are in the playoffs and you're Anthony Edwards, and, like, in the Olympics, Steve Curry didn't trust you in those spots, and there's probably a reason for that. And so what happens now when, okay, it's a little different because now you're going to have the ball.
Right.
And maybe you're just not as good of a – we know the ball's going to be in Steph and LeBron's hands. You're not the guy we necessarily want in the corner. We want to space it with Devin Booker, whatever.
Right.
But I do wonder that for Anthony Edwards. Like, he's had moments in the playoffs where he's been sensational. He's also had moments where there's something to be desired.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to control the game. And I don't know if he's quite there yet, or he wasn't last year. But I think that is – an interesting one, because you also have a guy on the other side. Forget LeBron for a second, which, what a statement that is.
Yeah.
You talk about controlling a game. There are a few better than Luka Doncic.
How about that? I mean, that is also why I'm intrigued about this series, to see what Luka does for his legacy in a Lakers uniform. But, you know, Anthony Edwards earlier in this season, didn't he talk about, hey, man, they keep bringing all these bodies to me. They're blitzing me. They have two people in front of me. First of all, you never give up that, right? You never say, this is bothering me.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see that on film. Like, that bothers him. Like, if I don't even have to have the sound up.
Yeah.
I'm watching that, and I see he's bothered by blitzing, and he's got to get the basketball out of his hand. I can tell that. But don't admit it, because guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep doing it.
Right.
you hate it?
And
good.
If I'm LeBron, I'm going to let you hear about it. You ain't figured out that blitz yet, huh, young fella?
Boom. And bring it again, and bring it again, and bring it again. That's, I don't, you know, but that's just me as a competitor. So
yeah,
shouldn't have admitted that, but I think they're going to do that to him. With that being said, especially with Luka being on the floor, his defense has always been something that everyone has been alerted about as not being his strong point. It's getting better.
Here's your chance, man.
Here's your chance, right? Especially if you got to rotate out of those blitzes and just move on a string. And LeBron's probably in his ear. As soon as he lifts his foot, right, you got to be over here, right? So they've got to get that kind of defensive rhythm going, and that's what also intrigues me. But, Luka, this is your opportunity just as much as it is Ant's opportunity to create a legacy in your young NBA career in this postseason. But it's against each other, and then one of them has LeBron, the other one doesn't. So that part, too.
Nice. I'd rather be on the team that has LeBron.
Me too.
Two other guys that I want to highlight real quick on the way out here in the Western Conference. One is in that series as well.
Yes.
The Lakers' size is not really there. Rudy Gobert, you want to rewrite your playoff legacy. Here's a very large opportunity, sir, mon ami, if you will. And then the Clippers, Kawhi is suddenly healthy. If Kawhi Leonard is going to be healthy, like, watch out for the Clippers. They have been awesome as of late. They've won 8 straight games. They're 9-1 in their last 10. So
watch out
for the Clippers going against a coach. Well, not coach list. They have put someone there, but a team that just fired their coach in the Nuggets. So that one's going to be a very interesting series as well. All right, we'll get back to the WNBA draft next. Of course, Ant and I will be talking about the NBA playoffs a lot more this week, and looking forward to those play-in games tomorrow night, since, you know, someone decided they were going to happen. Maybe Ant's looking forward to them more than I am. Christy is. But we'll get back to the WNBA draft next after this look at what's trending.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure.
Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Suns have fired Mike Budenholzer. The coach that was meant to take that team to the playoffs is now looking for a job. Just an absolute disaster of a season in Phoenix where they missed the playoffs 36-46 on the year. Not as bad as the season the New Orleans Pelicans had, and their front office is paying for it. Pelicans, who lost 7 in a row to end the year, finished the season 40 games under 500. Yikes. David Griffin is out as the executive vice president of basketball operations in New Orleans. Mystics make a trade today ahead of tonight's WNBA draft. Carly Samuelson traded to the Minnesota Lynx in exchange for a first-round pick next year. The Mystics will now have 3 picks in next year's draft. Not the way that I think the Mystics would have preferred to go about making that move. Certainly not the way Carly wanted to have that move made. She tweeted out, traded mid 10-hour flight. Crazy, coming back from playing in Turkey and found out when she landed she did not apparently have Wi-Fi on her flight. That's not a great look for anybody, but sometimes I guess that is how business gets done. Samuelson at least is headed to a contender, and at least she's headed to Minneapolis in the summer and not the winter. That is what's trending. I'm Craig Hoffman on the Team 980.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.